Yay! Welcome to episode 5 of The Safe Word. I am, of course, everyone's America's sweetheart, Kevin Goatee.
Exactly.
I'm, of course, my lovely co-host, Monica Vita, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Today, kids, we are joined by two more illustrious guests. Everyone, throw a little love towards Sean Redman. And to even out the ratio of penises to vaginas, we've evened it out by bringing in Jackie Jax.
Jax Gina.
Oh,
I like that.
That sounds like a cyber porno film in like 2150.
The fact that she thought about that.
It's catchy.
Mm. Yeah, that was.
She's come with prepared statements here, everyone.
It almost sounds like a diner where you can just get really good pussy. Jack's China. That's we give you what you want. No?
You guys sound extremely...
I wish you could
that's
see.
That's like literally inspired.
Diner for pussy. Who's being served?
I wish I could show you Sean Redman's face right now.
I was like,
ah. He's like, wait, what did I get myself into?
Like, what is going on here?
It is just
welcome to Safe Word.
Quagmire of general horseplay here today, kids.
Horseplay.
I love that. General horseplay, reporting for duty, sir. All right. Well, kids, we're recording on Sunday after Valentine's Day, so we like to, here at Safe Word, we're a little bit curious to know what goes on with Valentine's Day and how people deal about it. Right. And Jackie and Sean are comics like we are, so it's a little bit interesting to see how comedians and... You're right there, Sean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's shit. Love. There's
it's
love.
Weird now. It's getting weird.
Sean and Jack, you're cuddling up on the sofa together. I'd say if we believe in racial harmony and love together.
Yes, sir.
So we're just curious to know with Valentine's Day and all that. I mean, now I'm a married guy. Monica's a single gal. Sean, you're out and about. You're a man about town, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you? And I'm sure you've got a stable of women, as I would assume.
We don't like to use the term stable. We like to use the word team or roster.
Roster's good.
Roster, nice.
Mm. Correct. We want to.
That's good because I actually call my period being on the bench. So that. All right.
Always respect your players. Always respect your players. That's my motto.
I think my star player of the day off today, guys. We're going to go to the B squad for a moment or two.
There you go. Developmental league.
Yeah. We need to bring in the right-handed reliever for one inning. Anyway. So your roster.
Correct.
How do you keep things legit? Let me rephrase. How do you keep things on the same level? Because with most women, not saying all women, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day creates unemotional actions. They think they're going to get this, that, and the other thing. They may think that you're as into them as they are into you. Mm-hmm. How do you keep shit on a level playing field with your roster?
I would say consistency of disappointment.
That also sounded rehearsed.
Yeah.
God damn, that's brilliant.
You know, in essence, you keep things within a standard deviation. I mean, it's like you never let them feel too good about being with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's a scientific approach.
I don't see any fault in his logic, ladies.
No,
I don't see any
fault,
bro.
I thought it was brilliant. Yeah. That's yeah. So when I'm constantly being disappointed by men, it's a very deliberate thing, probably. Because I just think they're dumb fucks. But you're saying it's actually a brilliant plan to rule my vagina.
They're managing your expectations. Absolutely.
That is a term I use all the time.
Yeah.
That is a professional term I use all the time.
Jackie, what about you? What's your situation, dating situation? There is no hiding here.
I'm sorry, it's just the absence of words I just used is the description of my situation.
Oh.
An echo.
Now batting, number two, Derek, Jeter.
Penny dropped in well.
Cheek. So it's a little quiet on the old home front, huh?
It's hard to date as a female comic.
Oh, it's my really, goodness. It's like water everywhere and not a drop to drink. It's so
that's true. You go to, you know, shows, mics, whatever, and it's men everywhere, and then you're just like, But I see.
Constant disappointment. Waka waka waka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but you know what? It's also. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I'm very, very hesitant to date comics.
Oh no, absolutely. Well,
I don't want to be like the comedy.
I would be
muff.
Having a whole lot of fun if I could work a roof.
The comedy
hell, yeah.
I don't. I'm really, that's not the mascot I want to be.
Jackie Jacks, have you had relations with the male comic?
I am not going to respond.
That's a yes.
I am taking the fifth on that.
There is no taking the fifth. That was assumed as a yes to me.
Is the fifth the right amendment?
It is the right amendment, but that's, that screams guilt to me.
Yeah, that's guilt by omission.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, guilt by omission.
But I learned my lesson.
The burden of proof is on you, which
I
you
haven't,
prove.
But I've learned my lesson, folks.
Sean Redman, same question.
Have I ever kicked it with a comic?
Yeah.
I have not slept with a comic, no.
Hmm.
No. No.
Well, Monica's single, so go right ahead.
You know what? No. All right,
Kevin Goatee's apparently a pimp.
I never noticed Monica was so shapely. You know, I mean, I was only using her for shows before.
As a black man, you know, where the hell are you on that
one? Yeah, like, when she opened that window just now, I mean, something changed between us. I'm just putting that out there. She's rocking those true religions. I mean,
yeah, that ass is a true religion,
is.
Huh?
Yes, sir. It's my religion. It always has been.
Feel free to worship.
At the altar of her butt cheeks. So you have not, you have, why not saying that? We know you have.
Yeah.
And I have not.
You have not?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not. Same question to you. So since, well, you actually, it does not apply to you because you said you don't have anyone right now with the whole Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, I did
stable.
On Valentine's Day. I had a very special moment with the last person I had relations with because I had such a traumatic experience at the bar that I was at that I needed a hug afterwards.
Oh, good lord.
Is that what you call it, a hug, quote unquote?
No, it was an actual hug. I was so traumatized because I went to heaven. Because, you know, we feel the need to, like, go out and celebrate and have fun and whatever. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm just going to ignore the fact that I'm single. It's being shoved up in my face
and
all
day long.
And I feel
bad because Jackie actually invited me out, so I'm sorry.
And
I wasn't
she made
there
the
for
smart
you.
Move of not going out because
I ate my feelings.
Spent an hour.
I saw your pictures.
I really
I should have done that. No, I ate my words because I spent 2 hours talking to, with a man who at the last moment was like, got to go. I have a wife and 2 kids.
Yeah! Atta boy!
And I was so traumatized by that I knew that my friend was still working at the bar that I texted him. I was like, I need a hug. I'm coming over. Tell the woman you're flirting with. Because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
a hot
fuck it. Yeah, of course.
It's like,
that's
just
how
tell
they
the
make
woman
their money.
You're flirting with. I'm your sister. I need a hug. That's how I ended my Valentine's Day. Is getting a glass of water and a hug. From the guy.
What about those guys who are like on Match.com and dating sites who are like married and with? I'm amazed at that kind of stuff. Like,
what amazing.
Where's your wedding ring, Goatee?
It's in my wallet. I don't wear it in the house. I'm cleaning. I'm wearing my Fitbit brace as a sign of my affection toward myself. More to me. Oh, I don't wear. No, I only wear it out.
I feel like I already told this story. I actually had a guy. Let me paint a picture because
please do, Bob Ross.
I met a friend of mine in her hotel lobby bar, and there were some gentlemen there having a business meeting. I happened to be wearing a very, you know, smart kind of Ellen DeGeneres type of outfit because I was running errands that day.
Jesus Christ, what do you wear for
just
the WNBA
sexy,
now?
Yeah, I was sexing it up. Oh. I love Ellen, but you know, I'm painting the picture.
She just came from the new Ellen Page film, that's why.
So my friend started having a conversation with these guys. Long story short, the third guy was kind of annoyed. He was a lawyer and he was trying to like get some business done. But then we started talking and I guess he thought I was flirting with him just because I was talking to him. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, obviously, that's how it works.
Yeah.
No.
Why else are you talking about?
Well, because my friend was talking to his friends. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Sit there and be like, don't talk to me? Anyhow, it was a social setting. But long story short, so he is also like, oh, I got to go. I want to, you know, tuck my kids in and read them a bedtime story. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I was like, and he got up to leave. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the ladies' room. Like, literally, I needed to pee. He followed me, grabbed it, like, he was, like, grab ass in, and he was just like, come on, let's fuck.
Nice!
And I was like,
cutting to the chase.
He followed me into the woman's restroom, I had to like lock myself in a stall, and he was like, come on, we can do this real quick. And I'm like, okay, that's not really a selling point with a woman to be like, no, really, I can do it quick.
I was going to say you should have peed on him, but he might have enjoyed it.
There's something wrong with this story for me.
A woman came in and he still didn't leave.
Kept walking.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but like the way the setup was like, there was a wall and there were elevator banks and it was kind of all open. So like I went this way, he went this way. Mm. And then like I'm going to the ladies' restroom and all of a sudden he's like behind me.
He ambushed you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he ambushed me again because a woman came into the restroom, which didn't actually make him leave immediately. He like took a minute and then he left and she was like, are you okay, sweetie? But anyhow, so then I like come back after a while, you know, I like, and I thought he'd left. So I go in front of the elevator banks. Nobody's there. I make a left turn to go back. And he's, like, standing in the dark. And he, like, jumps out and just shoves his tongue down my throat. And I'm just like...
Surprise!
That's wrong even if he doesn't have to.
I know. I mean, at this point, it's just wrong on so many levels. I was like... And I have to say, like, of all the experiences I've had in New York, that has been the one where I was just like, I can't, I just can't. Like, it's like,
wow.
You should have gone home to your kids.
But Monica, we rehearsed that gambit, all right? I was supposed to jump you by the elevator bags.
No, we rehearsed that gambit. That's funny.
But you know what? Maybe because then I went back and realized that the bar was filled with hookers, so...
Nice.
My bad. Maybe. Actually, it was hilarious watching New York hookers just crush the dreams of Midwestern businessmen who thought that, like, you know, $20 would get them blown, and it's more like
$200. Yeah.
That was awesome. That was fun sporting.
Yeah.
It was good to watch.
You gotta be kidding me. $20, you can't get shit done out here.
Yeah.
Cost me $20 to come see Goatee and fuck around out here.
Seriously. And I'm not blowing you, buddy.
Yeah. I got a fucking Peroni and a nacho. Shit.
Well, Sean, as the dude, I'm sure you can appreciate Valentine's Day is by far my favorite day of all to go out hunting when I was a single, unattached man.
Right.
By far the best day in the year
right.
to go out.
That makes sense.
And find... Good hunting, old sport. That was what I was wishing on my friends
Kevin
on Facebook.
Kevin loves the wounded gazelle.
Oh,
that's his favorite piece
there's
of meat.
No one better. There's no one.
That's strategy. That's why I was expecting my bartender bar to like be surrounded by this. That's brilliant.
Oh,
that's good strategy.
I was texting my buddy. He goes, I've got four in the line right now. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
God damn you, son of a bitch. Yeah. I miss that. Those are the days when... Oh, my boyfriend and I are having some tough times. Or, oh, we just broke it. I'm like, all right. Now pitching for the Yankees, number 42, Mariano Rivera.
Well, I think it's not just Valentine's Day. It's the lead up to Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, and it's the weeks after Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, this is just like one of those holidays that like just smacks women in their sensitivities. It
mm-hmm.
really opens them up, and it makes them acutely aware of their relationship status, and they start to try to get proactive. They look forward, they look back, they look at whatever is available, and you know, if you're just a nice guy, you're consistently around, I mean... There are a lot of people to be taken advantage of during a time like this.
If you're a nice guy, there are a lot of men.
I mean, it really is Christmas for dudes
yeah.
who have their shit together.
Yeah.
Who have it together. Yeah. You got other idiots out there buying random women flowers and shit. Like,
yeah.
they're, honey, I just met you 20 minutes ago. Like, yeah. Guys like that. You know, we're kind of talking about guys who have their shit together.
Yeah, that's tomfoolery.
I can't even with Valentine's Day. I can't. It's such a bullshit. And I know, everybody says that. But, like, when I had... First of all, I'm too pragmatic. Because, like, when I've had boyfriends, they've sent me flowers that I know were incredibly expensive. They've shown up frozen, brown, like, fucked up. And I'm like, oh, but no, you should have just waited.
Wait one day. Say they were late.
Seriously. Like, I'm too pragmatic for Valentine's Day.
I don't buy flowers. That's the one thing I said. I will spend money like a motherfucker, but I will not waste it. And that is wasting it.
It is.
Complete
it
waste of money.
Is.
I will not pay for flowers.
Well, see, I'll do the flower thing. You know what I mean? I bought a nice bouquet, a reasonable bouquet this year. Because you know what it is? It's not so much for the girl. It's for the girl
it's
to be able to show her
yeah.
friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And also, too, they love to rub it in the face of their single friends. How happy I am. Now, they're not even really happy with me, but they're happy with me for that day. And here's the representation.
You should buy
they're clean for
flowers,
the day.
Exactly.
Flowers leading up and flowers for the week after and be like, eat your heart out, bitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some women you could buy flowers for 364 days out of the year, but if you were to say, I'm just going to take Valentine's Day off, be like, you fucking dick. How dare you? How dare you on our day? All right.
I had a girlfriend that was really once, I was so angry with her during Valentine's Day. Like, I was extremely angry. And I just said, commit. I was like, fuck this. I'm not buying her shit. You know what I mean? Like, I really felt like that was what she deserved. But another guy I knew, he really made the best argument. He said, Sean, don't make her the outcast. Whatever you do.
Because she'll get the bargain targeted by guys like us.
And I thought about it. I was like, the odds of someone else's balls on her chin would have been so high if I had bought those flowers that I just took out the insurance policy and bought the guy.
Written in the romance. Yeah.
Hedging your bet.
Yeah. Roses are an insurance policy against balls on her chin.
Balls. Balls on her chin, not his balls.
She was shaky
Cupid
from the get-go.
Cupid just shot me in the heart.
Yeah, it's true. Well, there's always another guy that's waiting in the wings, that's ready to... I mean, when you're dealing with these attractive women, there's somebody who's waiting right there.
The on-deck circle is always filled.
The fuck she wants to hear.
Always.
Yeah, and he will step right in
there. And the thing is that women... You know, it's not so much about the looks and that kind of stuff. You know, right. Men are very visual, and yep. So there's that piece of it. But for women, it really is about the man that makes her feel special and good. And I've seen some of the women that Sean has been in the company of, and man, I mean, if I could be a lesbian right there.
What do you mean if?
I can't even eat sushi.
I don't know what he's
No, but I'm just saying, like, for very attractive women, they're hit on all the time.
Constantly.
There's, you know, I mean, there are a million comics who have done, like, Chris Rock, you know, does, like, dick. Like, that's true. So it's about the guy that makes her feel good. So if you're the guy that made her feel bad, and then there's a guy who's smart enough to just really easily make her feel special or nice that day, you're done.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, your bad actions lower her. They lower the bar for what is good temporarily.
Yes,
you know what
that's
I mean?
True.
Like
too.
if you're an uber dick, plus she has feelings for you. This next guy, I mean, he's not even doing anything that great, but it's just superior to what you're doing. So he wins out. You know that extra 10% margin is the difference in somebody else fucking your girl.
Yeah.
And you know, a smart guy, that's what he exploits. You know, incremental differences. That's what we exploit. You know.
Fine science here. Fine science. This is.
If we're gonna refine the science, I gotta tell you that as a veteran single woman, for me, the season starts in Thanksgiving and it ends day after Valentine's Day, because that's the season of dread. I'm like, I gotta go through Thanksgiving and show up without a man. I gotta go through Christmas, show up without a man.
New Year's.
I gotta pretend on New Year's Eve that I'm happy with my single girlfriends. Valentine's Day,
niece, you forgot President's Day for a second. And Martin Luther King Day, how dare you.
Oh yeah, because those are the long weekends where we're supposed to be
I rock Martin Luther.
Skiing weekends.
And praise the Lord, the weekend, it's over, the season of shame is over now. That's, you know, so if you really had your game on, boo.
That's some honesty there. I agree with you 100%.
That's a fair point.
There's always a predictable spike in the number of hey stranger texts during that time. Absolutely. You know, it's a corridor of hell for people who don't handle single life well. It is.
You kind
of
touched on it before, too, with the whole New Year's Christmas. How many dead phone numbers do you have in your phone? When I had my phone, you're like, oh, I haven't talked to this girl in so long.
Yeah.
Well, you send out a mass, hey, Happy New Year's text.
Here's
girl's like,
my
holy
dick.
Shit. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? I haven't talked to this girl. Like, hey, what's going on? I haven't talked to you in a while. Boom. Recycling that
exactly.
ass.
Exactly.
Oh, I got a whole lot of messages right before Christmas.
I like how you're doing the finger banging motion with your
yeah,
finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because to me this is Jude gesticulation, but finger banging, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're going like this a little bit.
Come hither.
Oh. It's like almost like stirring the pot there.
Come hither.
I'll see what
you're right
you
about those dead phone numbers, though. Like, yeah, I have a friend, like, right now, he just broke up with someone, and it's like, I mean, this guy's a lawyer, like, he's got a serious practice, all this shit. I'm like, yo, what are you up to, bro? He's like, yo, I'm working the phones.
Dude, that's the difference between men and women. Men keep the phone numbers just in case they can get a piece of ass. I keep every phone number just in case they, like, harass me. I'll be like, no, I know who this is that's, like, sending me a harassing
Do not answer. You put that in your phone. That's how it feels.
That
do not
too.
DNAs.
Like, it's totally, like, a protective thing. It's
wow.
I keep the phone numbers in case they're waiters at places where I can get a free meal.
Oh, my. Jackie Jackson, you had a homeless textbook right there.
We all got our thing.
Her and Tina will be hanging out. I know.
Yeah, I used to delete too much.
Food, fuck, whatever.
Yeah, I used to delete too much. Yeah, I used to be very much like, you know what, I didn't get my way. You know, I'm not angrily, but it's just like, okay, this hasn't progressed. I'm deleting.
Right.
But that was bad because then these people call you back eventually when they are ready. Because it's very, timing is extremely important.
Sure is.
Timing, because sometimes they're still thinking about that other guy or this or that and the other. And then when they make that emotional break, they call you. But if you act like you don't know who they are, they're gone. Because women are not gonna, they won't wallow in rejection.
Sorry, new phone, like, who is this?
Yeah, exactly. Always. Yeah, that line doesn't work. They know. They're like, you fucking deleted me. They're like, you fucking deleted me. But
my phone, all right, my numbers get erased left and right. So, okay, I think this is like adding to the story of why I'm still single.
Oh. It takes a,
you know. The iPhone is working against me. It's Satan. Anyway, moving on.
Rise of the machines. Anyway. Segway. How do you keep, again, we're going to focus with you for the roster. How do you, I guess, maintain the, we're going to still just bang it out instead of trying to go to the next step of the what are we? How do you avoid that step?
The what are we question?
The what are we, right. That's for, actually, that's for everyone in the room. Fuck it.
I can tell you clearly. Please. How the last guy told me. He snuggled up and held me tight and said, we're going to be buddies.
Oh!
As he presses hard, erect dick in your back.
Oh! Ow!
Is this post-coitus or pre-coitus?
Post-coitus that happened a month and a half earlier. Coitus. This time I was not going to allow coitus to happen.
That's smart. Get the blue balls out of the way.
Oh, that is
wow, we're going to be buddies.
That was
going to
be
buddies. Son of a bitch. Mr. Redman?
The way I do it is I always talk about a future without me. I've been doing this since I was in my 20s. I always talk about, hey, when you meet someone down the road, when you do this, it's always a future without me. You know,
you are such a fucking brilliant sociopath. Yeah. That's amazing. It's like,
fucking Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
God, I care about you. Yeah. I care about your future. I'm looking out for you. When you meet that right guy, he's going to be awesome.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. No,
now
like,
roll over. I want to put
really
my dick in your ass.
That's really how I do it. You know? Because it's like, you don't, because women are visionaries. They are always like, kind of like, you know, they soft map out what could happen.
That's why it's so devastating when we break up, because we feel like our entire future is gone because we've made up this future.
They had a plan. Yeah. The schematic drawing has been ripped to fucking shreds by me. It's like, no, we're not building that building. You know what I mean?
We blew that bridge up.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit's gone. You better paddle your ass across that river.
Yeah, we're just going to 9/11 that shit. You know,
too soon. No, too soon. Monica, how do you keep shit from being the... especially during Valentine's Day season.
I usually use my personality.
Oh, that's always wet. That's a wet blanket, always.
It's kind of, well, I don't do it exactly like Sean, but yeah, you do those mini Heismans, you know. Because there's that old adage, you know, like, don't make somebody a priority in your life if you're just an option in theirs. So I have a lot of options.
Ooh. Humble brag, ding!
Well, no, I don't mean it like I got a lot of options. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's keeping arm's length, like, letting them know they're an option, you know. Or I'll tell you what drives guys crazy, and I love fucking with them about this, is like if they make a date with me and then they break it kind of last minute, and I'm like, all right, cool. You know, they hate that. Yeah. I love that. They fucking hate that. And I love doing that. And then, like, they'll text me, they'll be like, some of them will be like, actually, my plans change. I can get together. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. But I already, you know, my friend really wanted to go to brunch with me, and I told her no because we were getting together, but now I can. So awesome. Have a good Sunday. They hate that. And I love it.
I used to love doing testing. This is with my wife now. I called her Tuesday girl. I would see her only on Tuesday, and I do a bit of my act. I said, you know, Tuesday girl now is a new nickname, wife. You know, but I would have.
It was in the wedding vows too. It's adorable.
Oh shit, totes adorbs. That's a white girl thing. That's how I kept it away. Hey, listen, I'm busy. I've got things going on. Hey, you're Tuesday girl. You're Thursday girl. You're Saturday girl. You know, it's just that's how. You keep them. If you make yourself, I'm gonna fuck this up. If you make it sound like I'm your only option, yeah, then you're like, oh, I've won this fucking battle, game over. Mm-hmm. Like I had this one girl. She's like, well, we were just hanging out, we were just banging, and I could tell she was kind of trying to feel it out what mm-hmm. the chances down the road were. And she's like, well, you know, I don't know. Who's to say I'm going to move back to Pennsylvania next month? I'm like, that's great. And she's, what do you mean that's great? I'm like, I'm just living in the now.
Sean be like, I see your future in Pennsylvania.
I see you in Amish country.
That is an awesome fucking state.
You're going to be turning butter with the best of us.
You can watch the shitbag Eagles and losing again, and I'll be here just fine.
Live your life in
reference
the 215.
To a mortgage broker in a county where the real estate's doing well, and
The girl I see now, she told me that. She said, she was just talking to me last night, and she was like, you know, the thing about you that kind of got me going, she's like, you're so nonchalant, and I'm not used to that from the guys that I'm dealing with. And I'm not
because she's gorgeous. Yeah, that's not, what I right. said.
Yeah, and I mean, we're cool enough now that I could be a little more frank with her. I was like, yo, you're young and you're attractive. I was like, yo, I can't let you get confused and think that, you know, I'm going to be pursuing you because that ain't going to fucking happen.
Because I got too many hoes I'm juggling.
Yeah, I mean, I got, well, whether you
no,
do
but
or
you
not.
You know what, it's not even, I mean, it's not even that, especially as comics. I mean, a lot of us are, you know, balancing, like, day jobs and comedy, and it's really hard to, you know, have a life outside of that. Right. And I hate to say it, but the other thing is if I'm going to put you in my life, you got to be worth it. I mean,
yes.
That's a shitty thing to say, I know, but
yeah.
The reality is if I'm sitting... If I sit at a date and I'm there for like 2 hours and it's going nowhere, and not for any bad reason, but you know, the chemistry isn't there, it's just not going anywhere.
Like
I mean,
if he's driving a pink Geo Tracker, perhaps?
Perhaps. you know, the thought in my head, I can't help it, is like, I could have done a mic. Yeah. That's shitty, I know. But that's the reality.
My day after, I was hungover and tired, and I was like, you know, I'm missing out mics, and I could have been writing today. Were you?
Hell, not even that. Sometimes I'm like, oh God, I could just sleep. Like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, the way you guys are painting mics for all of you non-comic listeners, all fucking, what, we have 200 last month? All of you non-comics out there, we're not trying to glorify doing mics as something great. Doing mics fucking sucks. We're just trying to put the level of perspective
this
right
here.
This
is the pits. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's not like we're, you know, in Disney World on rides and shit kind of fun doing mics, you know.
Right.
Let's just get that out there.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But it's part of the grind of being a comic. And so it's kind of this, you know, oh, I'm taking time away from comedy for something that, you know, it's hard. I mean, I definitely envision myself dying alone and getting eaten, you know, by,
my
like,
cat
rats.
My cat was chewing on the top of my head the other day. I was like, I don't dig it.
How many cats do you have, Jackie?
Just 7.
How many do you really have?
Jesus.
Just 7.
How many do you have?
I got
two
3
cats.
More to go before I'm a cat.
I'm like, 2 cats is borderline. 3 cats, I know why
cats.
You're single.
They have to keep each other company because I don't have time to be home with them.
My thing is, like, how do cats become the universal symbol of women being single? Like,
it's
remember
true.
When a cat was just a pet?
You want to know
why? Just a fucking pet.
Remember when the Egyptians
held the cats as
the best animal of all?
Right.
Now you never
have to worry about finding out that your cat is hiding a husband, as a wife, and 2 kids. That's why.
That is the sound of damage. Right there.
Right? Like, I have a dog, and I talk to my dog like he's
my
kid.
Hell hath no fear like a scorned woman.
None.
With a husband and 2 kids.
None.
I want to share something. I had
share away, Mr. Goatee.
I had the last girl I dated before my wife, Facebook friend requested me.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh. So I actually was on the phone with my wife, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, what do you think? I'm like, should I ever accept it? Because that's a one time I'll
like,
ask
her. I don't
permission.
Know. Does her profile picture look fat?
She looks. I'll tell you what, I'll pull it up right fucking now.
Oh.
She looks fucking good, is my point. She was always hot. But
so, no, you're not allowed to be Facebook friends.
I always want my ex's next woman to look
hot.
Because if you're going to leave me, you better be upgrading. I mean, that's my personal
No, I'm
philosophy.
Too insecure.
that's a dicey proposition. Like, you know, that's one of those questions you're almost probably supposed to know the answer. All right,
here you go. Last one.
She's
okay.
Oh, yeah, she's cute. Yeah, she's cute.
She looks like she's spending a lot of time all alone at the office.
No. Wow. But here,
she
but here's the thing. She's a
she's
a,
also
she's
got the filter. Kevin was kind enough to. I just put a picture up. I just put a picture up on Facebook and I showed it to him and I said. I don't look anything like this. Thank God for filters. And he said, yeah, you really don't look that nice.
What an asshole. What a tool. Oh, my God.
But here's the thing. So when I found the picture of her now, mm-hmm. that's her kid. I'm like, ooh, we could have had busted kids. Because that kid, that's her kid.
Well, that kid looks like Carrot Top. What's up with that?
I thought we were having kids.
We are.
Okay,
just
come on.
She waited until she had kids on her Facebook profile to friend you.
That could just be an Ann Getty's picture.
It's funny. Because I'm like, man, like that could have been our kid. Like the kid, I'm not a fan of the kid. The kid's kind of gross.
She's a divorcee?
No.
Sorry?
No, like we broke up and then
she married?
Yeah, she married some fucking dude and that was it. So I'm like, wow, she still looks good. Oh, her kid's ugly. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Did you friend her? Is she going to hear this?
I don't know, maybe. I didn't use any names.
That's absolute strategy because I actually care about all the men who've dumped me.
I'm not going to have them
a part of my life until, you know, that they can see that I'm doing well, which is why I'm not friends with them.
I'm still friends with some of them, although some of them I did the math and I was like, oh, you were actually dating your now wife around the same time you were dating me.
Oh, your wife was pregnant with a child when we were dating.
Nice.
That's a different kind
of don't let the blonde hair fool you. I can do simple math.
It's so
she's a foreigner.
It's so funny because it's like men are so different. Like all my exes, a number of my exes are married and I'm just like legitimately like happy for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And somewhat indifferent. I'm like, that's great because I mean, I know I was not the right guy for them.
Well, I'm happy for them too. I'm just saying I also realized that they were fucking around on their now wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what we do. I mean, well, you know
what I mean? Well, that's what we do.
You're so nonchalant, Sean.
It's true. Well, you know what
it's part of your charm.
You know what it is? We live in a time now, I think, where nobody's about these hard landings anymore. Like, nobody's trying to come out of a situation and go to nothing. Like, everybody wants a transition to something. And that means starting to book some new fucking dates while you're on someone else's time.
See, I totally disagree with that.
That shit starts winding down. Like, all this Oprah-esque shit of like, yo, take some time for yourself. Mm-mm. You know, get to know yourself, move in with yourself. You know, coming, connecting, all this bullshit. People are looking for the next come up.
That's pretty bad.
It could be bad.
Well, wait. No, okay. Let me just say, I mean that when it's like a serious relationship. Obviously, if you're just kind of dating somebody and you're having sex, you can definitely go from, no pun intended, you can slide from one to the other. But but I'm saying, like, if you've been in a relationship, let's say for several years, and that ends, mm-hmm. and you're immediately going into another relationship, I feel like if you're not taking a moment to understand, like, what didn't work or just... And I do. I think people mm-hmm. rebound into these other relationships. And the chances of those relationships being successful, I don't know.
No, I would agree with you in terms of that. But I'm just saying, this is what I see. Like, people don't want to land on their ass anymore.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying, I don't think it's smart.
How many times have you set up dates, though? Like, I know I'm going to break up with her in a week. I'm going to have my calendar filled by Tuesday so I can get rid of her on Friday. And then Friday night, I'm ready to boop.
Yeah. Damn, that's cold.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah, but the reality is, it's like, you know, when you disengage from another person, there is always a trauma. Even if it's someone you've just been seeing casually over a period of time, it could be a big trauma, it could be a little trauma. There's always a little mini trauma.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, and relationships end before they end. Oh, that's absolutely. The truth of the matter. Relationships absolutely. End.
You've mentally broken up with someone 2 months before you actually
physically
do it.
Well, and just, you know, it's like, just pull the Band-Aid off already.
Yeah, my last girlfriend, when I got rid of her, like, I waited until the last day I could possibly tolerate her as a human being. It was the last minute of the last hour.
Oh,
I sent her a text,
Lord.
And I was like, yo, this is
a text. Oh, you broke up with her via text!
I had no more tolerance. I couldn't anymore. I just couldn't stand her. That's what I'm saying.
Relationships often end before they end. You stop having sex. You know, you just, everything's kind of done. And then you break up.
Yeah, it becomes a game. You know, see, when I was younger, I used to let the woman go first because it was just more comfortable. But now I'm like, fuck that. I'm dumping your ass. You know, like if it even looks like this shit is over, like I'm getting the fuck out.
That should be a Hallmark card. Fuck that.
Fuck that. I'm dumping your ass. You're going first. You know?
And then you open it and it plays a tune.
All right.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get
Dominoes.
Out the way. Get out the way. How great would that be? Patent pending. Patent pending. Can't steal it. So I was just on vacation here, kids.
Oh, yeah.
If you've seen my Facebook post and me making fun of people for being stuck in snow and I'm in 85-degree weather. And I was thinking about this. Vacation sex. That's our next little topic here.
Awesome. Mm. Fucking awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
How do you guys turn that switch off in your head? Like, you know what? I'm going to go away for a week and I'm just going to fuck anything that breathes.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Because I don't have to fucking clean. I don't have to sit there and ride the NTA. Hopefully I'm in a warm place where I'm getting a tan so I'm not my pasty
There's
white
no walk
self.
Of shame just taking the
There's
elevator
no
back
walk
to your
of
hotel
shame.
Room.
There's, you know, there's alcohol that's just there. Mm. I feel sexy, and if I feel sexy, you're getting blown. That's pretty much...
Bravo.
That's your new fucking stand-up special. If I feel sexy, you're getting blown. I'm dead serious. That's a keeper.
Yeah, totally.
It's true because we're so bad. No,
well, are you feeling sexy right now?
Yeah, that was the most engaged I've been here. Where's she going with this?
That and when I opened the window. Okay. No, it's true because it's so mental for women, you know? And it's like if we feel relaxed and you know, just sensual and sexy, you're going to get some good sex out of it.
Mm. And there's no threat of having to bump into them in an unfortunate circumstance while you're getting your dry cleaning.
And
you don't
really
have
recommend, yeah, and I really recommend checking out the hotel room bathroom and, like, shower, because if it's a good shower, there's a lot of good
shower sex. Oh, yeah. Been there. Big fan. What would you say, if you're feeling sexy, like, what's something a guy could throw, like, just say that it's almost a fucking, the express lane right to your mouth?
Wait, are you talking if I'm, like, a stranger?
Right, if you're on vacation and you're just hanging out at a bar all by your lonesome or whatever, what's something that you're, whatever the fuck, I don't know.
Jesus Christ, I'm not a degenerate.
Why? Going on vacation is a bad thing? By yourself?
But I don't go, like, by myself and hate, okay, anyhow, I don't want to judge.
She literally just said 45 seconds ago, if I'm feeling sexy, you're getting blown. But
I
can't
was
take offense
actually
to this.
Thinking about if I'm in a relationship, because you went with your wife, hello. But you're
I know
asking
that
about
I'm talking
strange.
Singles here.
Singles. Okay.
She's not owning the randomness yet. She's seeing this, like, package deal.
It's not, first of all, in case y'all haven't noticed, a strong personality. Like, I'll Jedi mind trick you way more than you're going to Jedi mind trick me.
Uh-oh.
If I want to fuck
Challenge
you.
Accepted.
Oh, no. Well, no, it's true. There's nothing a guy can say to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, from the gate, it's all about getting me to have mm-hmm. sex with you. So,
yep. You
don't need to bother with any bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just be hot. Be respectful. Be respectful. Honestly,
there's your nugget.
Be respectful because here's the thing. We're both consenting adults, but if you make me feel like less than or dirty mm-hmm. or whatever, but if we're consenting adults and we're like, let's do this. This is going to be good. We're both going to enjoy it. Good. That's for me personally. Be respectful.
And just dumb it down. But when you say be respectful, like, what do you mean? Like, don't be like, hey, whore, want to go fuck now in the bathroom? Like,
for example, that's a good example.
That's a good starting point,
that
Kevin.
That was pretty accurate. No, I'll be honest.
And he's the married guy here. Isn't this the crazy thing?
I'm not saying I would say that. I'm saying some people are like, whoa.
But just to dumb it down. All right.
Body grabbing.
No body grabbing. But honestly, like, a guy who tries lines and thinks that he needs to, like, you know, sit there and trick me into having sex will not have sex. He will not. We're not doing that. A guy who comes up to me is like, you know, what's going on? If he's funny, if he's engaging, he's like, I find you really attractive. We can have a good conversation and we both know there's chemistry and we'll just do it. We're like two fucking adults. Like, I'm old.
No pun intended.
Yeah. It still sounds like a lot of
check marks,
doesn't it?
It does. It's a lot of
No.
Anything
funny.
I have to feel hot.
Good shower.
Yeah.
Check the bathroom. I'm like, holy
no
fucking shit.
No discussion about future plane tickets because we know that shit's not going to happen.
No. Well, that's the other thing. I mean, I've had like one night stands where it was supposed to be a one night stand and, you know, we were both fine with it. And then it ended up being good enough to where we were like, let's do this again. But there was always that understanding of this is not anything else.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Right, sure.
Jackie Jack, same question to you. What's your, how do you play it on vacation if you're unattached. And...
If I'm having sex, it's a vacation.
Oh. She's like, I don't need to leave my apartment for that. I don't need a fucking plane ticket or passport. That's good.
I love it. When they open their mouth, no halitosis. Like, that's...
Fair enough.
But yeah, I agree. Like, respect. I mean, if you're if it's with a stranger, someone you don't know, I have a very strict policy of knowing the bartender. Sometimes getting to know the bartender very well. Yeah. But, you know, it's scary to go with a guy that you've never met. So I need to feel safe.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
So you're just saying as long as he doesn't kill you, that's a big thing.
I would like,
if he doesn't Kobe Bryant the situation,
I'm not gonna get physically
harmed.
If he
didn't do it.
If Jordan Vandersloot sees you in Aruba.
Like, Sloot.
Yeah.
That's why you go to their hotel room, because then it's on them to get rid of the body of evidence.
Someone has put a little too much thought on that one.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, if you have to consider these things...
See, this is why Foursquare is so handy. It's like, yo, bitches, I'm checked in, so, you know, if I'm dead tomorrow, you know where I was.
So, you guys are more worried about the perpetrator getting caught than living. That's hilarious.
I may die, but this bitch is going to get caught.
Fuck you. They know where you at. Exactly. Y'all are crazy.
Hey, we take one for the team. We know how to.
Sean Remen, when you're on vacation as a single man, let's talk some fucking talk here.
Dude talk.
Oh, Lord.
Dude talk.
Let's say you're out. Let's say, I don't know.
That's when condoms run out.
Yeah. Oh, you. Condoms. Buy them on the road. Don't bring them with
He's
you.
He's like, what are you talking about?
Condoms.
I raw rod.
Oh, man. What's your play? When you're out there on vacation, just, you know, with the boys, you're a Vegas trip or some shit. What's your attitude? What's your game plan? Go.
My attitude is like, you know what? I always want to project, look, I'm a fun guy. I'm a man in demand. You know what? I've got great energy. I'm humorous. Like you said, like the lady
engaging.
Said, like I'm engaging. I am respectful.
Are you funny?
Nah, I'll push it. Yeah, I'm off
check.
Top. Always
okay.
funny.
Is that bathroom clean?
Yeah. Not check. That I'm keeping score.
Yeah,
go
I'm gonna push your boundaries enough, but I do it always shrouded in humor. You know what I mean? It leaves me a pivot. Like you say, I've learned one thing. If you make a woman feel salacious, you make her feel dirty.
Thank you.
You make her feel like, yo, you're really out to denigrate her. She doesn't want to do it. They want to do it. They just want you to give them the reason to do it. Open the door. Make it easy for me to say yes to you. That's all it is. It's like sales. You're in sales. I've been in sales. Make it easy for me to say yes to me. You need this product or you wouldn't be fucking talking to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're both out here. Once a conversation with someone usually goes past like 15 minutes, it's like there has to be some interest.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line is, it's like none of us want to bullshit with people that we're not interested in. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. There's
enough frivolity, enough bullshit combo.
No, I go to Vegas, you know, for a meeting of the minds. Right. Sure. I'm going to Vegas for my 40th one.
When is that again?
April. Your birthday's
April.
You turned 40? That's a real birthday.
I know.
That's a grown-ass woman birthday.
Last time I was in Vegas was for my bachelorette. That was fun. Yeah, I used to be.
Very cool.
No, not at all.
Very cool.
Not at all. So, that's right. I'm reclaiming Vegas. No. It was fun. We did Thunder from Down Under, so, you know, a lot of gay dudes. Yeah,
that's
a lot
great.
Of gay dick in my face. Yeah, no, it was fun. So we're going to go. We're going to do something probably a little bit more sophisticated than my bachelorette, where I walked around with anal beads tied to the back of my jeans.
Yeah.
Maybe around your head like princess.
I did get a guy in the middle of the hallway to give me his boxers.
Oh, it's so lame.
Hey.
The bachelorette party scavenger hunt is by far the fucking lamest shit in the world.
Was he wearing the boxers at the time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing that makes it a challenge. Yeah. I mean, what is he going to go with his fucking...
Well, actually,
like,
you know
he's been in a public box, which costs $35. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. I'm getting
well,
below.
No, you know what? No, what was really funny about it is he was actually there for his bachelor party. So, like, the whole time we were sitting there chatting with each other, and I was like, so, where are you guys getting married? Like, it was totally platonic. It was hilarious.
Cutesy-poo.
Oh, what do you do in Vegas, go to?
Oh, what don't I do?
Oh, this is the part that's going to get
there
edited
recently,
out.
I go twice a year with the crew.
Yeah, you seem like you were there recently.
It was in September, yeah.
Yeah, it's good shit.
We gamble, we drink, we shoot guns. Some womanize. Some
shoot guns.
We did that. That's some badass shit.
Yeah, that is a
automatic shit. Automatic weapons I'm talking to.
That's
automatic.
Some white American male shit.
Damn.
Like, we go to Vegas and shoot guns.
Yo.
Wow.
That was
Vegas
fucking...
I go to Vegas and I go to the Unlimited
Sounds
brunch
like,
bar.
Sounds like I go to Chicago
and
do
the
that.
Yeah.
That's what it's
about.
Never had one buffet in Vegas. Never had.
That's what it's about.
unlimited food.
$25 and all the shrimp you can stuff down your gullet.
Straight.
Oh.
Oh, I put them to yeah.
And nickel slots. Yeah. Just kidding.
What was that?
I'm kidding.
That's a 40-year-old trying to come on out.
Yeah, that's an old
the Kruger
oh, nickel slots.
I'm sorry, how old are we?
We are old. Yeah, we are old. Oh, I'm
people
old
in
shit.
Glass houses.
Yeah, my birthday's fun. My birthday's next Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Is it really? Happy yeah. birthday.
Happy
hey
birthday.
Guys, wish Sean Redman a happy birthday.
Hey.
If he's doing shows, go see him. So
come check a brother out.
That's right.
Yeah. Any vacation trips you guys, we've had your significant other with you, and you thought, maybe we can try a little swinging.
Why are you looking at me? No.
No.
Sorry, I'm not a swinger.
No?
I'm very selfish. I'm an only child. I like my dick all to myself.
But explain to the people last night where you were.
What am I explaining?
You were at a sex club last night.
I was. That was a 40th birthday checkoff list type of situation.
Wow.
So you don't
but it wasn't, no. Well, so here's the thing. I was very curious and I ended up going, it's kind of the same thing as being curious. Oh,
you can shut off, paying attention and shit. No. You have
at
my
at this point, Sean
attention.
Redman wants to be in my lap.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is going on with Monica, you know?
No, I was curious. I wanted to go. I mean, I think it's the same thing, like wanting to go to strip club. And now that I'm older, I was like, okay, I think I can handle this. Although I have to tell you, there were several moments where I had to like shove my face into the pillow and not laugh really fucking loud at people. There was one guy there who I'm convinced, first of all, the socks on men during sex, that happens at sex clubs too. It's fabulous.
Oh my.
I love that. Yeah, like totally butt-ass naked except for socks.
Like Mr. Roger of
yeah,
Argyle socks
was,
kind of shit?
Ew. Not even that sexy. No, but it was hilarious because there was this one couple in particular where I'm pretty sure she was being paid.
Nice.
And
hired
all
help.
He did... So, I mean, if you've ever been to a sex club, like
yeah.
there are private rooms and then there are like open rooms. And so... At first, you know, hanging out in the open room, and this guy would not shut the fuck up to the point where, like, even I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, stop talking. She don't want to talk to you. We sure as shit don't want to listen to you talking.
Don't go to a sex club to get to know someone better.
I know, right? I was like, come on. If I had a dick, it'd be shriveling. So that was pretty funny. There were some people. Also, I have to say, you know what's really funny about watching, well, not just watching people have sex, is listening to them. Like, there was one woman, I love this, she was getting eaten out by, I'm assuming, the guy that she came with, and then, like, the guy next to her kind of, like, got her attention, so then he came in on it, and I don't know, at some point she
no
was
pun intended.
Really, I know. She was really enjoying herself, and she started making these, like, guttural noises that were really hilarious, and then you just heard, like, oh, see, 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 and I'm like, that was one of those points where I was, like, the 12-year-old in me was like, oh, my God, look at that. I couldn't. I know. I'm a child.
Like, what's
heart.
The protocol in there, though?
What's
the protocol? Like, you said somebody came in. I mean, do you have to tap a shoulder?
Okay, well, so that's it. That actually happened.
Yeah, like, how does this work?
So that actually happened, and it was a little weird because, like, again, you know, it was my first time. I wasn't really there to even have sex or anything. I was there to just kind of check out the scene. And at one point, I'm with my friend, and we're just kind of, like, talking, and I wasn't paying attention, but I saw my friend look up. So I look up, and there's this couple looming over us, which was, like, totes creepy. I know, that's a white girl thing, in case you don't know I'm a white girl. But no, but it was weird because, you know, I was in my head, so I forgot, like, yeah, people are here to be voyeurs, people are here for swinging,
right.
You know. And so they kind of, like, looked, and then the guy was like, oh, my girl really likes your outfit. And I was like, thank you. Like, I was like, thanks, I put it together myself. You know, and that's clearly not what they wanted to talk about. And then, you know, I, like, turned to my friend and I whispered, because I didn't know what the protocol was. And I was like, make them disappear, please. Like, do something.
They don't give them an etiquette list when you walk in?
The only etiquette list is no means no. But, like,
let's try again in 5 minutes.
But right. yeah, well, right. no. But the thing is like, first of all, it's weird because you can't really make eye contact, because if you make eye contact, it could very well mean like I'm interested in, you know, engaging with you, and so it's weird to not, like, I don't know, I don't belong there, I don't think.
Where now, I went to a sex club years ago as well. So that was our last podcast. We're talking about this. So now it's funny how she followed up. Now when you went,
because I follow up. That's what I do.
She's deep in the investigative trenches.
Yes, she is.
I got to take one for the team because my friend is like, yeah.
So was I right
when I
described what it was like to be in a sex club? For those of you who have not, I described it as. Picture everyone in the Port Authority having sex. Was it the same for you at your sex club last night?
Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of funny shit that went down. I mean, no pun intended.
But I meant the quality, the looks of the people.
Well,
right?
Okay. So again, heinous. I think there were people who were, you know, probably paid to look good. Mm. There was some stripper who started chatting me up in the ladies' room as I was, like, leaving, and she was coming, and she's like, oh my God, look at you. You, like, thought of everything. You have a bag. You have a robe. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to touch this shit. You know, but for the most part, it's, you know, it's your average American out to have sex. Although, I have to tell you, so this is another thing that was funny. This goes along with the socks thing. There was one woman there, and I don't know why, but she, like, insisted on keeping her tank top on, but nothing else.
What?
I don't know. Maybe she had, like, a scar. I don't know. But I was like, you know what? Show your scar. Be proud. Because right now, you just look weird. But what's really funny is at one point, her boyfriend or whoever, the dude she was with, was sitting on a couch, and she was dancing for him. And wait, it gets better. So she's like dancing for him, and then she like turns around and tries to be erotic, and she's like doing the butt thing in his face, and he sticks his foot up her ass.
Wow.
And I'm like, that is not why she did that, sir.
Wow.
I was like, get your toe out of my butthole. I don't know you like that. So it was pretty funny. And then the other thing that I was laughing at really hard, it was the fact that they have a buffet.
Oh, yes, they do.
I'm like, if there is a place that I will never fucking eat food, and they have a sign that basically says, like,
wash
please
your hands.
cover your body.
Oh.
Like the shit that stood out to Monica the most was someone with a tank top in a buffet.
You know, not what?
The fact there's people fucking on the
well,
right.
Well, because it's
but,
a sex club.
Right.
I mean, they're supposed to be fucking, but, you know. Well, what stood out, too, is just, like, you know, shaking
quickly.
Hands with this, like, woman who, so the woman who liked my outfit, it was funny too because I was telling Kevin this. So she was like, you know, after she liked my outfit, she was like, you know, I like girls too. And I said, oh, okay, that's cool. And then I was like, my friend was like, you know, it's her first time here. She's probably a little too shy for that, but thanks anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, girl, okay, but you know, I'm good. You can ask anybody. I'm good. And I was like, what do you have, like, fucking references at this
point? Yo,
club?
She was,
like,
pitching that shit.
She was straight pitching. And she had a little bag with her, and I was like, I wonder if she has, like, business cards in there. She's just
no, she's got a fucking toy. She had dildos and lube and shit in there.
Say it again, Jackie.
Most of the people that were talking to you were women and not men. That's
well,
what.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's really, I think the females drive the situations there. You know, I mean, you have to go in as a couple, you have to leave as a couple, and you know, I think it's just kind of to avoid the rapey aspect of it. But I mean, it was funny too because my friend noticed, he was like, so that dude's fucking his girl and looking at you. That dude's getting blown by his girl and he's looking at you. And I was just like, this is why I can't come here with somebody I'm in a relationship with, because I would fucking kill him.
You know, see, I think I would go. It'd be great to go to sex club just for comedy value, because what I would do is
that was part of why
I would go in there and I would photobomb the fuck out of everyone. Like some girl's like riding some dude and I'm fucking flexing out and like,
just
yeah.
Reporter, right?
And I start making funny faces to crack them up and shit like that. Or
like
just fucking
grab it ears behind
yeah,
their head.
Spank my ass. Like put my ass like right by their face. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Just.
Because again, we're 15.
Photobombing sex clubs. That may be a.
That could be a thing, dude.
No, dude. That could be a fucking There's thing. No.
Can imagine that. You just walk by and just like, crap.
Do they take your cell phones in there? Is there?
Yeah. No. You
gotta lock them up.
So then, as we walked in, it was cute because one of the attendants comes out with this tray of lube and he's like, lube? And I just looked at him like, no, I'm all good.
A tray of lube? Like you're in fucking like Vegas, everybody can see like cigarettes, yeah, candy, totally. Gum.
But then he,
lube. Double ended dildo.
I was like, do you have like full body condoms? no, but it was like funny because like, I don't know what my reaction was. I mean, it was fun that he asked, I guess, but. He was like, I feel bad. Is that rude? Because my boss told me to come out here and, like, offer lube, but I feel like that's almost kind of, like, rude, like, assuming that you'd be dry.
Right.
Can you just check my coat, please?
Yeah, can we not be having this conversation?
I don't want to discuss my vaginal lubrication.
No.
We thought that there is
You can be like, no.
For me to assume that you don't self-lubricate? I'm so sorry.
You could be like, listen, honey, don't be offended. The butthole does not lubricate itself, and we're going to have some butt play tonight, so
that's
yes.
That's what I told him about it.
I will take the Astroglide.
Yeah. What I want to know is, was there one of those people working in the bathroom that expects tips afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Well, so...
Bathroom attendants, yeah.
So,
the biggest scam of all.
Yeah. Well, no. So
and what products were they selling?
No. It's not an attendant like that. So because of the couple's rule and everything, you have to go in as a couple, you have to leave as a couple. And obviously you don't have any place really to put your key that wouldn't chafe. So, they have an attendant there that has to unlock the locker and lock the locker and you have to go together to the locker.
But wait, can you wear flip-flops in the bathroom? Because that's nasty.
I know. Well, see, this is the thing is like, I'm sitting there thinking to myself like, good Lord, like, can I get an extra towel? Like, you know.
So, I mean, did you actually... connect in there, or did you just like connect. Were you in the voyeur mode? Were you just like checking this shit out?
I was in voyeur mode.
Oh, okay, so you're the creepiest person of all. You know what I mean? I'm not a participant. It's like those fucking people on Facebook that never post. You know,
yeah. But they know all your business.
Right. Judgmental fucks.
You know, just right, due diligence. Yo, what totally. Are you talking about?
Totally.
So
listen, I like to ease into it. Leave me
so
alone.
When okay. you were watching, did okay. you happen to pleasure yourself while watching other people?
Really go to?
Yeah, really. This is the same
okay,
word.
Let me,
self-pleasuring.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let me, and this truly is no judgment because I get why people go. I get it. I totally get it. Again, in my head, I'm fucking 15. I'm a comic. Like, I can't do anything normal. So I definitely, I was a voyeur.
You were writing premises, weren't you?
I was
you,
a lawyer. She's got
a notebook in one hand and flicking the bean in the other one.
Right.
No, that's my usual writing, but no, I just, it's, you know what I think it is? It's like Spank Bank material. It's for
Spank Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never heard of Spank Bank?
Sounds like,
really?
Yeah.
Spank Bank is when you go into memories past of people you've banged when you're
I'm
masturbating.
I'm a VIP climate.
Just reliving the old good times in your head while you're...
The visuals.
Or you need to heighten an experience with
somebody. Although I
gotta
tell you,
with.
There
yeah,
were
yeah,
really
yeah.
visuals. That, you know, there was nothing there where I was like, oh, this, you know. There was like one hot couple who knew how to... No, excuse me. Two hot couples who knew how to do what they
wanted.
To
put on a show?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that they were putting on a show. They
I'm totally
just,
gonna do this next week. No, I'm dead ass serious. I'm
you
like,
should
you got
with
me
your
open.
Girl.
Oh yeah, she'd love it. She's
oh
wild.
My god, she would.
Yeah, she's wild.
And shoot. So watch out for her.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, you know, we'll establish the parameters. You know, I mean, who knows? I mean,
well,
might beat up on her face might be fun. I don't know.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you should establish.
Someone beat up her face might be fun.
It might be
but,
fun.
It's fucking great.
But you know what? Chances are, just so you know, I mean, chances are it is going to be a female from a couple that approaches and kind of drives that.
She would totally be with that.
No, yeah. I'm
there
just
There needs
I'm
to be
saying,
a how-to like, for total idiots on how to, your first, you know, sex club.
I was a total idiot.
You have to, basically, she's right. The woman has to make all the intros.
Yeah.
And like, hey, because when I went there with this one girl, her friend wanted us to go. And this girl goes, you have to come with me to this club. I'm like, what club? She's like, well, it's a sex club. And I'm like, holy shit, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Like I said, when I got there, I'm like, it's fucking the Port Authority having sex.
Right,
I'm like,
right,
gross.
Right.
I mean,
except for goatee.
Of course. We were by far the hottest people in that fucking room.
Yeah, that's my only fear.
There's like, no one. The only way there was
but
disgusting.
Are there any sex clubs where there's, you know, like a screening process?
Yes. Yes, there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could write a name down for you to contact someone. About,
yeah, you know,
the last person was on our podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the Plenty of Fish of sex clubs. Fuck that. You know what I mean? I'm not an online dating type of dude, man.
I took a peek at that shit. Oh,
it's so easy. You could sit home in your boxers and
actually,
fucking write letters.
I know.
This sex club
shit,
smelled man. A little like fish, which I thought.
I love it. I love the online dating.
I'm hoping
it's great.
It was the buffet.
Yeah. It's another way of going out without screening.
Is that how you met your wife?
No. No. We were not in Plenty of Fish.
Okay. Oh, did you?
No, we were not. No.
I tell you who can make some money at these sex clubs are those Febreze commercials. Ooh. Those.
Oh, my God. They're humping it out and just spraying. Oh, my God.
But they should be. They're not.
I'm telling you.
Oh, that smells like ball sweat and macaroni and cheese from the buffet.
I smell a jackass skit where people just walk by and crop dust at a fucking sex club. And see if people actually break stride and shit.
Yo, Goatee kills me. He has every single fucking lewd phrase down pat. Crop dust. I'm like, yo, this guy's fucking crazy.
He's
all
class.
Yeah, he is. Totally.
Again, I'm 15-year-old boy here too. vacation sex. How the fuck do we get back?
Because you
took like 7 right turns here.
Being in a sex club is kind of like being on a vacation.
It is, actually, yeah.
And all about validating.
And I'm pretty sure the woman yelling CC was probably on vacation from Spain.
Oh, CC. Well.
Spain as in the Bronx.
Don't underestimate a vacation from reality.
Castilian? Castellano?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't engage.
Andalusian?
I didn't engage with her.
Jackie Jacks, anything you care to throw in the fire about besides this sex being vacation itself?
That was brilliant.
I like that line.
I just had a really immense education on this podcast wherein I've learned that I'm not having enough sex.
Is enough enough?
You mean being in a room full of, 20-year-old-ish comics is not really getting your female parts lubricated?
Again, what? How much time have you spent at open mic?
Plenty of them. Yeah. That was said completely tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm. See, have you done the cougar thing?
Yes.
Only because there aren't any single men my age that aren't hiding wives
and
kids.
Well, no, that's the thing. But here's the thing, because I get a lot of like the, be a cougar, you can teach. And I'm impatient, which you guys saw on the way over. I'm clearly an impatient human being.
Yeah,
I'm just no, I came to fuck.
No, I work hard on my makeup, and I don't want to drool off after a bad kiss.
Well, but it's not even that. They're masturbating and just not using hands. Like, it's not a...
But you know what? Here's the thing about being 40, now that you guys are, 40. There's cougar and then there's cougar. If you're banging a guy who's 32, that's still cool.
I'm talking 20.
Well, 20, yeah. I mean, you're really bringing somebody into the game. But if you get a guy who's 28, I mean, he should have a fair amount of sexual experience. I mean, he should be able to.
He should.
This is the thing that I've noticed, because now I'm kind of like, so I have somebody who's older. And
how much older is older?
Not too much older than me, but older,
45.
We wouldn't have gone to high school together. Let's put it that
45
way.
So mid-40s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, so this is totally random, but...
How do gray pubes freak you out?
Well, no, so this is the thing. No, that doesn't exist for him, but...
Oh,
but I was like, he was going to come over. And I was like, okay, I got to take a shower. I got to shave.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, let's just do this. And I was like, no, I got to shave. No, for real. I haven't seen you in a bit. It's been a minute. I gotta shave. And he's like, no, fuck it. And I realized, for the first time in, a decade, I can actually prove I'm blonde, which is awesome. And I was like, it's, almost nostalgic for them. It's awesome. I think he shed a little tear when he went down on me and was like, it's adorable. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, I am selfish as fuck.
I know, you're hardwood floors.
The fucking first time.
I'm not talking, I don't have fucking puffy underpants going on.
You don't have Abraham Lincoln sideburns?
No, come on, I'm not a bitch. That's I don't go to the dentist and not brush my teeth. Come on.
But you know what kills me is everyone acts all of a sudden pubic hair is a deterrent to fucking.
I know.
It's well, not. Oral. There is no. Oral. There's no real guy that's going to turn down sex.
Oh no, there are men who apparently are not interested in women that don't have a good manicure, and I'm like, if you're interested in,
they're called gay.
Yeah, what the fuck? There's something wrong there.
The only time I would care to have a bad manicure,
if
I can manicure.
Turn me around and fuck me from behind. Yeah,
if a girl is hot, I will eat her out with a yeast infection. I don't. Ah! I'm just being dead ass.
We got a hot dose on our hands here, kids.
I'm a real man, yo. I don't give a fuck.
The only time I would care.
Like, I drink beer, yeah. I'll eat you.
Exactly.
I've never hurt anyone.
Exactly. The only time I care about your bad manicure is if that you were giving me a handy and your fucking nails were all jagged, scratching my shit up. That's the only time I care about
don't
a bad handy.
Don't scratch the vehicle.
Yeah.
Is it a handy?
Bad
don't
handy.
Don't fucking key the car, okay? Don't key the car.
Oh, my God. But then again, who gives handies? We're not in the sixth grade anymore, right?
Jesus Christ, what were you doing in the sixth grade?
Well,
Father Bob
was not getting. I wasn't getting handies. I was a later bloomer. All right, that's why.
I think all comics probably are.
No, well, yeah, that's true. Actually,
when did you lose your virginity, Sean?
18.
Me too.
When did you? May we ask, Jackie?
15.
I was 18.
I believe it.
Jesus, we are some losers in
here. I know, right?
And Jackie Jackson's the big winner, right?
You know? I had more sex before the age of 21 than I have had in the two decades since.
There you go.
Humble brag. Ding.
Somebody peaked early. Damn, Jax.
Shit. It must have been nice to know you back in 97.
That's so wonderful to get to know.
She's awesome.
Oh.
She's hot. She's hot.
Listen, guys, I'm going to go over. She sounds like she's ready to go. Don't worry about the two cats. They're not going to bother you. They might bite the top of your head, but...
Just don't be a comic.
Yes, don't be a comic. What are your rules to dating, Jackie Jacks? Let's take a step back. What are your make or breaks when it comes to your dating life?
Okay, well, I posted this on Facebook and I got a lot of shit for it.
Okay. Well,
no racist, no atheist, no asshole,
no atheist,
no one unwilling to karaoke unwritten.
Jesus Christ!
And no one who shoots ghosts.
We're out of luck then.
How are you a comic?
But I said dating. I didn't say
banging.
Yeah.
No, but really, atheist? Really.
Wow.
And I got, no, and I got not, all this. No, I got
so
all
you
this
love Asians with the karaoke aspect then?
No, I didn't say I love them.
Mm. So what did you get so much shit about though?
Because people are like, why do you hate atheists? And I said, I don't hate them. I just don't see myself being with one.
I don't think that's unreasonable. That's just something I'm not. I mean,
well,
I have no religious leanings. I mean, I'm very neutral on religion overall. But it's like, who gives a fuck? It's not a big deal.
Okay, this is my crazy deal breaker. I want someone who cares about me.
Now you're pushing it.
I know, right?
Typical broad. Yeah, exactly. You give her an inch, she takes a fucking mile.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you're way too picky. Someone who cares
about
you. Apparently. What the fuck? You know?
Apparently.
Do people do that anymore?
Give a fuck?
Care about other people?
Probably not.
Does that happen?
Not in this town, though.
No.
Not in New York, they don't.
Not in New York.
Sean Rebbit, deal breakers for you. Deal in dating.
Deal breakers for me. Starting point for everything for me is like you have to be above average in terms of attractiveness.
Mm, oh yeah,
we can't go anywhere with that. College education. You know, I typically don't date women who didn't graduate from college. You have to like me a little bit more than I like you. That's important.
I'm a big fan of that idea.
Yeah. I mean, I
very self-centered.
I need an edge, bro.
Man.
I need an edge, man. Like Bill Belichick, you know what I'm saying? I need a fucking edge.
Spygate the shit out of that.
Exactly. I need an edge. Yeah. Those
you need your ego stroked.
Yeah, absolutely. I need my ego stroked. Loyalty. You gotta be loyal.
Yeah.
You gotta have loyalty. That's big.
What's the one thing that a woman could do then you're like, I'm fucking gone. I'm done. I can't be part of this. What's the one thing she could do? We're just completely turned off.
In a given instant, one thing she could do. Is this in a relationship or is this like just...
Let's just say at the very beginning, like, all right, you're at a bar, you're bullshit with some girl. She has some physical trait or she says something that is just such a fucking deal breaker. Like, I just walk away and I'm done and that's it. What is that one thing that she has or says that just completely turns you off?
I'll make it an umbrella term, but I'll sum it up. Disrespect, like I don't tolerate disrespect from women to
all right.
Well. You know, I'm pretty...
Towards you or in general?
I don't care who else they disrespect. Nah, towards me.
What do you mean by disrespecting you?
Like I said, it's an umbrella term. Like, you know, if they start to be try to be demeaning, derogatory, you know, they try to position themselves above me.
Like, or call you the
N-word. Or if they try to get verbally. Yeah, that's always an issue.
Only in bed it's allowed.
Yeah, that's my lone exemption. I had a girl do that.
In general?
I had a Portuguese girl. Yeah, she was like, you know.
Did you ask her to say it?
No, she sprung it on me, and that's.
Wait, in bed, but or yeah. Oh, okay.
I can distinctly remember that her name was Debbie.
Wait, what did she say?
Huh?
Did you maintain sprung after she sprung it?
I mean, no, I just came too hard to remember what happened after that. I don't know, man. It kind of did it for me in the moment and shit. You know what I mean?
Wait, what did she say?
I'm just.
You're mine.
She's like, fuck me, you know, N-word, and I just was like, ooh. And I just blasted off. I mean, you know. Well, it's hard to call someone a racist when you're like, you know, 8 inches deep in them. You know what I mean?
It
was hard. I have to embellish. I don't know who's going to hear this shit.
You keep the allure alive.
Exactly. I don't know who's going to hear this shit.
Well, she's got about a foot and a half of pipe in her.
Exactly. What am I going to be like?
New York winter in her.
Wait, yeah, you're right. He's right. I got 2.5 inches.
Yeah. I mean, I respect myself enough to lie. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
I respect myself enough to lie.
Well, I've got 2 stone in her, as English would say.
2 stone, bro. Yes, sir.
That's your shit. Yeah. I would say my one thing, really, or is really people, women who chew with their mouth open, driving fucking,
and
people in general.
Oh,
bad shit, crazy. Or as I call it, girls who chew gum while drinking booze, I call it the Jersey Girl gum chomp.
Dumb. They're just trying to get ready for
you. They whip them.
What if they spit the gum out?
No, chewing in public.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to Singapore. What's that, baby?
Hold on. Newsflash. I see London, I see France. I see Monica's underpants.
Here's another one. A girl who... This is one thing I mean, you know... And don't get me wrong. In this world, I think we all have to fight for self-esteem. Like, everyone has to, like, big up themselves. You really do. But if a girl... If the difference between a girl, where a girl sees herself and what she is too wide, that shit turns me off like a motherfucker.
Oh.
It's like you can be the most conceited, super hot bitch you want to. But if your ass is a New York 6 and you're acting like a New York 10, that's a problem.
Could not agree more.
I see that all the time. So I'm like, really?
Turn off.
No, misconception, inflated self-esteem, delusion.
Yeah,
I'm gonna re-raise you on that. I love when you have one smoking hot woman and her friends who are busted take on that illusion and think they are that Vegas night. I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind. Right. You're a 4. You're the reason you're hanging out with her because you're driving her ass home.
Exactly.
That's the reason she brought you out.
That's amazing. I've seen that really only in New York. And the funny thing, as a woman, I will have women act towards me like I'm a dude that wants to fuck them. So you have these women who are not, you know what I'm talking about, who think that, I got into it, not this New Year's, I fucking smacked a bitch last New Year's, because she thought she was all that in a bag of chips. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to fuck you, and if you touch me, I will fuck your shit up.
She touched you?
Yeah, and her boyfriend came over with his vagina and was just like, you need to calm down. I said, oh, I'm calm. You need to tell your girlfriend not to touch people she doesn't know. You know? I was like, I will smack you, and I did. I was like, what the fuck are you thinking? And I cannot stand those bitches who think, like, they've pussy-whipped some guy... And then they can go out into the world, especially with other women, and act like they can walk all over. I was like, maybe in the bedroom he's fine with you, you know, aerating his testicles with your stilettos. I will fuck your shit up.
Is there any way you can say that again slowly?
This is kind of Steve Wilkos and shit on here.
I want a video.
Seriously, that pisses me off. That pisses me off.
Summary, ladies, if you're not that hot, please don't try and adopt your friend's hotness onto yours. That shit ain't being bought by anyone.
Totally. Yeah, you know, it's like, yo, it's like, you know, being hot is not a shirt that you can borrow from one of your friends. It's like, either you're that bitch.
You know what? Even if you are hot, don't be a dick.
But you know what?
But I get it. But don't be a dick.
I mean, I've seen some really good-looking guys. Some dudes that are just right here. Dudes. They're tall. They're fucking fit. They got it going on. Okay, they may be an asshole, but there's some underlying justification for them being a dick. It's when there's this gap that there's a problem. And it's like, you know, you see women like that. Like you say, like I've seen a lot of women. It's like, listen, your friend is the fucking, she's the advertisement for the crew. She's the one that's bringing up this crew. You strip her out. You bitches are waiting outside right now.
So you're buying,
like,
your own drink.
Yeah, exactly. So cut the shit out.
You're buying your own drink.
I went to a club once. This is back in college, but this is so funny.
In 74?
Yeah, 1974.
Dirty. This is 74.
I had fur back then, too.
Oh, my God.
No, it's funny because it was one of those nights where I think, if I remember correctly, like my friend was at a bar and I really needed her, and I forget why, but we lost her or something. I don't know. So anyhow, we were going into various bars, and we were worried about her. So I was like preoccupied with finding my friend, and I walk into this bar, and there's this guy sitting on a stool, and he's like, "Yo, you know, you're beautiful," and he's trying to chat me up.
What race is he?
I don't know. Anyhow,
that was an accent I detected.
He's blocking the shit out of me. Yeah.
That's not like a Hispanic accent. I was trying to validate that.
It was Boulder, Colorado. No, but the thing, and I was like in my head, I was looking for my friend, and at first I thought he was a bouncer, so I thought he was talking to me like, you know, I need your ID or something, mm-hmm. So something legitimate. And then it like clicked in my head that he was just hitting on me, and I think I like rolled my eyes, and I was just like, you know, and I realized that was like a bitch move, but you know, I was like, I'm looking for my friend. Like, this is not what I'm here for. And I was like, whatever. And it was hilarious because he just looked at me. He's like, bitch, you ain't that fucking hot. Nah. I was like, touche, my friend.
Does it take an 8 or a 9 woman to be able to slap you on New Year's Eve, Monica?
Say, oh. No. I slapped her. Oh, she didn't slap me. She was trying to take my shit. I had one of those stupid Happy New Year's headbands on, and she was trying to like snatch it off my head.
She did not take away from the festive decor.
No, she was trying to snatch it off my head.
Oh no,
she was being drunk.
Well, yeah. she was drunk and obnoxious the entire night. She was like deliberately smacking into my friends, like dancing into my friends
right,
and stuff.
Right.
So it was like a whole night thing. And I finally just called her on it, and then she got up in my face. And I was like, why don't you take your ass over to your friends? And that's when she, like, looked at me, and she kind of went to, like, swipe it off my head, and I smacked her.
Well, that was just self-defense if you're excited.
That's what pimp slap sounds like to me.
You know, I actually look at it more like, you know, when you have a little kid that, like, loses their shit and has a tantrum, or, you know, you got to bring them back to Earth.
Yeah.
Earth is where they belong. Ground them. Welcome to Vita. What?
That was some Eminem 8 Mile bullshit right there.
Welcome to Vita.
She just should have dropped the mic. Bah!
Right?
I don't know, kids. I think that's a hell of a way we can end our podcast. I mean, some gangster shit from a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl from fucking Colorado.
For sure.
God damn.
I fucked in Botanical Gardens in the middle of the day.
Really? Which one?
Brooklyn.
Oh. I fucked in the parking lot at Yankee Stadium during the 98 Game 1 of the World Series.
Memories.
Tito hit a grand slam. The Yankees won. It was a great day.
Well, we are all reminiscing.
Isn't it great? Sean Redman, where can we find you?
Where can you find me?
Yes, sir. Besides banging out Castle Rock pussy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can find me on Facebook at Sean Redman. SEANREDMOND.
Any upcoming dates you would care to shout out?
You know, we're doing the HKL Pro Show with Monica Vita and Kevin Williams on the 26th at Gotham Vintage Lounge, 8:30. Love to see you guys there. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of talented comedians. I'm going to be on fire. And also, this is something I'm building in sort of my birthday edition.
Nice.
My birthday's on the 22nd, so come on out, guys. Thanks a lot.
It's a good show. I've done it myself. It's good times indeed. Jackie Jax, where can we find you?
Well, on Twitter, I'm Jax Got Jokes, J-A-X Got Jokes. And then tonight, I am debuting my The Natives Are Friendly comedy
show. We're not going to post it that fast. I'm sorry.
I don't care.
What's your next date?
I'm still going to talk about it. We're going to be every month. And then twice a month at Hadia Robinson's Alpha Omega show.
Great show.
Yeah. And then great any show that has the good sense to book me.
Oh, my.
Amen.
That's some fucking microphone dropping shit right there, too. Monica Vita. besides HKL, as Sean just mentioned, where else can we find you?
Well, Safe Word.
Obviously.
Hello. We're on Facebook, and we're also at Twitter at Safe Word PC for podcast and not politically correct if you've been listening. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Or Polish cock if you have some kind of fetish.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
No.
And as Sean mentioned, the HKL show, pro show is coming up. It's going to be a great show, so come on out, y'all.
Awesome. Yours truly, Kevin Goatee. I am actually going to be on Brooklyn Public Access TV Wednesday morning.
What?
I'll be on TV, Mom, in
Yay!
Brooklyn only.
Hey.
And of course, everyone's favorite, Sean Redman did this about a month or two ago, the Good Cop, Bad Cop show returns.
Great show.
Monica Vita did it as well. Good Cop, Bad Cop. Yeah. This coming Saturday, Grizzly Pear, 8 o'clock. Drop your cocks and grab your socks, kids.
I just like the handcuffs.
Yeah, buddy. So, thank you guys very much. At Kevin Goatee, G-O-O-T-E-E on Twitter. At Mocha Vita, M-O-K-A, Vita, V-I-D-A on Twitter as well. Follow us, love us, but don't leave us.
Aww. That was
really
nice.
Isn't it? Jackie Jack's making kissy faces at me. Oh, you see this? Ready? All right. You see that?
That was really nice.
The wife's not home for another few hours.
I don't see anything, but that's okay.
We're not perked up yet, my dear. We got 9 and a half to fucking peek out of the good times, all right? See you guys all. Thanks a lot, kids. We're going to see you next month. Here's to us from the Safe Word saying,
we love you.
Yay.